I have been doing a lot of process notes in writing, partly because I think I've been in the planning stages of this, and I think writing has been a more natural way for me to plan out than talking. I have finally done some of my recordings, and so suddenly it's feeling a little bit more comfortable to have my voice recorded. So today I, both on my own and with Adam, took the script and started reading out a bunch of parts into the tape recorder. A lot of lesson learned from the first time that we started recording. I made sure to do a sound check right away after the first recording to make sure things were working. And actually, Audacity through my computer was not working very well, but I deleted a ton of stuff on my phone so that I could record on my phone and do immediate sound checks. And voice memos seems to be working really well. Yeah, we recorded the first dialogue and then I played it back. And hearing it played back, you could tell that it was sort of staged. So I actually drew on a lot of stuff that I remember from acting and a screen, acting for screen class that I took at one point, where a professor that I had asked us to read the script over and over and over again. So many times that like at different moments it actually felt like it was like monotone. But the end result was that actually things started to feel less forced and more natural. So Adam and I just took that scene and just recorded it on repeat like 5 times until finally we were actually really genuinely talking to each other, through the script. So that was kind of the process for the very first tiny little dialogue. And then as we went on, I think things got smoother and more natural, even though it does feel like a little weird to be reenacting this. But I'm just like trying to remember that, like plenty of podcasts actually do include scripting. So I think that then some of what I did, after we had done the recordings, I made some decisions about some of the other parts that aren't dialogues between us. So I made the decision to have the headings for each section of the podcast happen in a voice that's not mine. And I reached out to a friend who was willing to do that. I decided I wanted it to be a female voice like mine. I didn't want some like James Earl Jones male voice narrating it because I don't know, it is my story. But I wanted something that was going to distinguish it from the moments where I was reflecting or speaking. So we'll see how that sounds when I put it all together. For now, I'm just collecting the audio. But it might be that later in the process, I decide I want to record those headings in my voice if I can do that and kind of maintain the clarity for people listening. Yeah, I think that's about it. I'm getting a little bit more comfortable being on tape again. I think it's just one of those things that you have to do a lot of before it feels at all natural.